So it's the 12th of September 2009, and I was greeted today with a text alert from O2 to say that my bill was ready for August. So I clicked on it, went through, and was shocked to see the total. I was expecting quite a high, you know, total, in as much as I'd been on holiday last month. I went to Crete, and when I landed in Crete, I received a text from O2, which I was impressed by, and it basically just said, these are the costs. It was £3 per megabyte. It was 35p per minute, 11p per text, I think, off the top of my head. It might be slightly different, but not much more. So in total, I used, I think, about 23 meg. I forget exactly how much I used, but I did tweet like the total when I landed, so it's there as a record. I can go back to that. And I used the phone twice. I had 2 10-minute long phone calls whilst I was there. So if it's 35p a minute, you know, I'm looking at like £7 for those calls, which again I accept. Text messages, I didn't really send that many text messages, probably about 10, so you're looking at like, you know, a couple of quid there. But the bill that came was for £238. Now, I accept that includes, you know, my line rental for the month. It's like 40 quid. But still, £200 for my calls whilst I was in, it's ridiculous. I've no idea how that worked. And if you think of it, if I go back to the fact that I only used 20 meg, then you're talking, you're talking £10 per megabyte, actually, at that sort of rate. So, no, I don't know. Has anyone else had ridiculously large bills that don't tie up with the information given? I don't know how you go about sort of contesting that or proving otherwise. It's sort of your word against theirs. They've got a license to print money. Or did they charge you twice? Is that what it is? Is it like you get charged double because it's going to the UK? You get charged on the network and then you get charged, yeah. Really, really, really confused. Anyway, be vigilant if you are travelling. And speak to you later. Bye-bye.